This is Chairman Nathan Wakefield calling the meeting to order at 7:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Moving to roll call, Nathan Wakefield, I am present. Louis Siradek.
Present.
Bob Newman. Bob is absent. Noel Yee.
Present.
Thank you, Noel. Marvin Ong. Marvin is absent. Shavela Schwab.
I am here.
Shavela is here. Mike Sullivan.
Here.
Afton Benson.
Here.
Aaron Stevens. Martin Frost. Aaron and Martin are absent. Good job, Louis. And Jim Maxwell.
Here.
Excellent. Is there anybody whose name I did not call that is present at the meeting?
Jared Davis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jared. Looks like I didn't update my my board sheet. I apologize. Thanks for chiming in. Jared Davis is here. I'll have to update that for next time. Sorry. All right. Moving on to approval of agenda. Would someone like to make a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
This is Noel. I will make the motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Thank you, Noel. Does anyone want a second?
This is Shavela. I'll second.
Thank you, Shavela. Moving to discussion. Any discussion? All right, vote. Does anybody oppose the approval of tonight's agenda? Would anyone like to abstain? Agenda is approved. Moving on to approval of minutes. Would someone like to make a motion to approve last board meeting's minutes?
Shavela, I will.
Thank you, Shavela. Do we have a second?
Louis, I will second.
Awesome, Louis. Any discussion? Moving to a vote, does anybody oppose the approval of last board meeting's minutes? Would anyone like to abstain? Minutes are approved. Moving on to reports. Things are a little sparse this month. I did not receive very many reports from people, so I think this will go fairly quickly. Afton, why don't you give us just a quick update about where we are with finances? I know you said there's no major updates, but there are a couple documents attached to the agenda for approval. Do you want to touch on that briefly?
Yeah. Yep. So I had a relatively lengthy phone call with both Dennis and Nathan, just trying to clear up some of the confusion that was caused from the last year-end statement that needed to be approved. And so going forward, I think it's going to be a lot clearer for Dennis where everything goes. Bless you.
Thank you.
And how it gets recorded. And that's going to help a lot in the future because there were a lot of things coming through that, say, are like auto payments. And Dennis was just going with wherever it kind of fell before, which is why somebody had pointed out the shipping cost being too much. And that, in reality, was for, like, video editing, but it had been put in shipping at some other point in time. Or looked very similar to a company name that we had used for shipping. So Dennis and I kind of hammered that out. And, yeah, so far everything else seems to be going peachy. So the attached are the balance sheet for 2015 and the profit and loss for 2015. So nothing looks outrageous on them that I saw. And, yeah, that's about it. So we'll vote to approve those later.
Excellent. Thank you, Afton. Any more discussion? Okay. Moving on to the festival report, the 2016. I see Jim attached a Did you attach a report there, Jim?
I did attach a report there. You should see it as a link. And I apologize for once again attaching it at the last minute, but yeah, that's what I can do. Are you not seeing it, Nathan?
It's linking to the board meeting agenda page when I click on it. Can anyone else pull?
Did I do that wrong? You're right.
Well, so, the report is in the Google Drive folder with the annual report.
That's right. I linked the wrong thing there. Let me try that again.
No worries.
Oh, I see. What it is, because I loaded it as a Word document and didn't convert it to a Google Doc, I think that's what's going on there. So that's my bad. Can everybody open it as it's in there?
Yes.
So basically, as long as you can see it.
I can't see it. This is Shavela.
All right, let me see what I can do here. Let's open it with Google Docs. And now it's creating it as Google Docs. And this link now should work. So let me go back. Sorry about that. Let's just paste it in right there. Everybody see that link now?
I see it. This is Shavela. Got it.
Yep, I see it. Well.
All right. Sorry about that. Still no?
I'm getting an error message. Let me try it again. There we go. I got it up.
Thank you. So, yeah, sorry about that. Like I said, I was doing this very last minute. My day job is keeping me pretty well occupied these days. But basically, so the first part of the report is just the flash report, registration report from Mike Sullivan. So you can see there 197 total paid packages, and that is 8 since last month's meeting. I'm really hoping that that goes up in this last 2 months of registration, online registration. So the rest of it kind of speaks for itself. I'm a little concerned about the Emil Zoll workshop. There's only one of those sold. And Martin mentioned that we might try and promote it better in this e-newsletter. However, aside from just stating what's already on the website, I'm not sure what else to say about it, but we can certainly at least put it up there, and hopefully it will generate some more interest. I'll also talk to Aaron about promoting it on Facebook. I know Aaron right now is in Israel running the IRC there, so she's out of commission for a week or two. Anything else on the flash report? If anybody has any questions, feel free to pipe in. In the meantime, I'm just going to go on. I've recruited OddLab, which is a fire performance team out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. In fact, Noel was the one that first pointed me to them. They're pretty well organized and have a pretty good reputation there in the El Paso area. They perform in El Paso a lot, and their website's very impressive. They've got some press credentials on their website they're definitely well organized, and I think they'll put on a great show. Several of them have already purchased festival packages, and so they're not really asking for comps there because they were excited to come anyway. But they want to, you know, to do a fire show on Friday night, they want to bring in some other members that weren't necessarily coming for the festival. And so they've asked about day passes. I would like to offer them up to 10 day passes to be used on Friday and Saturday to help recruit some of their team here to do a fire performance on Friday night. And then in addition to that, they will also supervise the fire jam after their show. And then I'm also inviting them to offer workshops on fire safety and fire performance. So hopefully the board would agree that that's worth up to 10 day passes for the festival. Any questions on that?
This is Nathan. I'd just like to say that while I'm not familiar with OddLab, based on what you said, I think that this sounds like a fantastic idea. I think it's a good way to bring in a lot of people that are more into like the fire and flow arts and to kind of show more diversity and kind of show a higher, you know, a higher level presentation of that other than just a thrown together jam. So I think this is really great to have this opening it. And if they want to do, you know, fire safety stuff and workshops for day passes, I am very much in favor of this.
Cool. And yeah, I would encourage you to go to their website and check it out. It's a very impressive web presence that they have. And I've seen, through Facebook, I've seen some press articles from like the El Paso newspaper because they do perform there quite a bit. That's the other good benefit is they already have relationships with the city officials there in El Paso. They've got their own insurance, but I also told them that, you know, the IJA has insurance as well. That was another good sell for them was that they've already built those relationships with the local authorities there in El Paso.
Is this a done deal, Jim? Like, are we okay to promote this, or do you need some more negotiation time?
Yeah, I talked to them just today and said I'd like to go ahead and start promoting, and they're fine with that. And she's going to send me, she's going to send me some photos and a little blurb about them tonight, hopefully. And I will get that to Martin to go in the newsletter. And then as soon as Aaron gets back, we will start promoting them on Facebook.
Perfect. Sounds like a great idea, Jim.
Yeah. The championships finalists have been announced. Well, they've been determined, and you'll see them there in the report. We're also going to announce that in the newsletter.
The newsletter coming out this week? Oh, wow.
That's correct. Martin's already got the information, and he's going to put it in there this week. And then next month's newsletter will state it again, but we'll have actual bios and photos for these people.
Nice.
Or at least photos. I'm not sure about bios, but we're going to start promoting that. Also, we've got a few new artists confirmed, and you can see those there. Same thing. Those are going to be announced in the newsletter that's coming out this week. Bernard Hazens, he is a Rolla Bolla performer. He currently performs or has performed with La Nuba down in Florida. So I think he's definitely going to be a big draw. Nelly Kujansibu is a foot juggler from Sweden who is also really good and fairly well known, at least in the European juggling circles. And, of course, our own Marvin Ong is going to perform in the welcome show, as is Bruce Manners, who's a longtime IJA member and festival goer out of Houston. And also those will be announced in the newsletter. I've got the workshops team in place. We had our first meeting just last night. Jeremy Frank and Darren Geezy, and they should have a link to a workshop form this week. Hopefully I will get that in time to get to Marvin or to Martin to also put in the newsletter. And also they are looking into scheduling apps for us to sort of get that going.
Hey, Jim.
Director. Yes.
Really quick on the workshop thing. If they're going to email past people who have done workshops for the IJA, could you kindly remind them to blind carbon copy when they send? and
Absolutely.
Not put everyone's email, because that's how we got into a kind of a big conundrum with the Mills thing last year. So.
Yeah. All right. Good note. I've made a note of that, and
Thanks.
We'll do it. As far as I know, that actually, I mean, we were planning on just putting the web form up there, and we got all of this information, by the way, from Dave Pawson. He's the one that ran workshops in 2014. I don't know that we have anything from what they did last year, but we're not planning on going that route. I mean, yeah, I don't know if they did a web form or exactly what they, or if they just emailed people and forgot to blind copy them, but, at this point, we're just going to put up the form so that people that are interested in offering a workshop can fill that out. But if anybody has any ideas on how we can gather this, you know, such a list to email people, I would be open to that. But at this point, you know, I've not been given anything from the Quebec team. And like I said, what I've been given from Dave Pawson was everything that he had from 2014, and that was just a web form.
Okay, well, Jim, if they're IJA members, you can look up their contact info on the Your Membership site using the member directory function that's built in.
Sure, but what I'm wondering, yeah, that's fine, but I'm looking for an initial list to begin with of people to look up, because I don't know who offered workshops last year.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking for. I mean, if such a list exists, I would be happy to explore that, but right now I don't have that.
Yeah, it seemed that the people who did workshops in 2014 must have had to put their email into if they did a web form.
Oh, so sure, yeah.
Somebody had forwarded me the email that someone on the
gotcha.
Quebec team had sent out, and that's how I know that it wasn't buying carbon copy, because then
right.
it got emailed,
okay.
everyone got emailed by that person, so.
Sure, then that makes sense, and so then I do have that list from 2014. I don't have anything from 2015, but given that a lot of those are going to be Quebecers that will not be at our festival, I think that's okay, but yeah, that's a good point. So I can look at 2014 list from that web form and get those folks there. So that's a good idea. All right. Let's see. Our games director is Jerry Peterson. Same thing. We'll just kind of probably do another web form to solicit ideas for games. I was also talking to Matt Hall earlier this year. I know he has a lot of experience running games. We'll try and come up with some fun games. The Gauntlet team is active, and they're trying to ramp up their fundraising efforts. I actually did not have time. I was going to look up and see where they are with the fundraising before this meeting and ran out of time. But just so you know, that the deal for that is that UNAMED has agreed to fund the Gauntlet. But she's trying to do, she or he is trying to do what we did last year with the Awesomeness Fund, which is try and make it a one-to-one match. However, she has committed to spending $4,000 on the Gauntlet, regardless of what they raise. So as long as the Gauntlet team raises about $1,500, then we should have enough to cover all of the expenses of the Gauntlet, which are considerably more this year, given that we have to transport it from Austin to El Paso. Let's see. Next, I have contacted Hasty Trophies about ordering the Joggling Medals and Ribbons and plaques for our special awards. We already have enough medals on hand for stage and numbers championships. And so it's just a matter of ordering what we need for Joggling Medals and Ribbons. And I'm talking to Emily Carlson, sorry, I can't remember her name, about that. And also the wording for the plaques. Now, what I have is from 2014. Let me pull that up right quick. So, for instance, for the special awards,
Sorry, give me just a second. There we go. So, yeah, I have very little information there. Well, no, I do have the wording. Like, for instance, Mike and Marilyn Sullivan received the Extraordinary Service Award in 2014, and so the award reads, presented to Mike and Marilyn Sullivan in recognition of dedicated service and contributions to juggling and the juggling community through your time, talents, and endless energy, and it has the festival information. So I guess my question is, for the awards that we're doing now, who writes that verbiage? Who do I get that from, or who do I get it okayed from to make sure that what we used last time is okay?
The awards committee.
Okay, the awards committee is kind of already done, and I mean, I can go back to Alan Howard and check with him, but I didn't know if that's something that the board typically approves, or Martin as communications director.
Yeah. So Jim, kind of what has kind of happened in the past is we've kind of used some mixed verbiage from what has been on the website describing the awards. I went through and I posted this on the, and I got some feedback from the board as well as the awards committee, that we kind of cleaned that up a little bit and made it much more concise and homogenized in tone. So I have a document that I sent out. I don't think it was added to the website for whatever reason, but it basically has listings of what each one should say. And and I can also go through some records and kind of create like a rough layout to how they should also lay out as well, with like the logo and names and stuff. And I could send that to you, and I'll CC the board and Martin as well in case there's any like, you know, additional input. But I think that'll be pretty straightforward.
That is the answer I was looking for.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, I'll do that in the next couple days here, Jim. Oh, I wanted to ask you on the subject of special awards, Jim. I've gotten a couple inquiries. Do you have a specific night when the awards are going to be presented established?
Yeah. We've talked about that, and so right now our plan is to offer. Let's see, there are 5 awards, and so we're offering 1 on Tuesday, 1 on Wednesday, 1 on Thursday, and then 2 on Saturday. So each night, right after intermission, we will come back from intermission and we will offer an award, or we will present an award. I do still need to find people to... Whoops. What was that?
Nothing. Continue.
Oh. I do need to still find people to present the awards. And so, if anybody has any ideas, that's fine. Otherwise, I'm just going to start asking people that I know. One thing about the Historical Achievement Award and the Excellence Award, those are both going to be offered on Saturday because they are being offered to El Gran Picasso and Picasso Jr. from Spain. And they are not able to make it, but they have sent me a very nice acceptance video that we can air beforehand. And also David Kane has graciously agreed to compile an award during the presentation to actually explain who they are and document some of their achievements in video. So I'm going to ask David Kane to present that award. And then I know the other awards being presented are an education award. I don't have that information in front of me, but those will be offered on the other 3 nights.
Do you know specifically what awards on which night?
I can probably come up with that. Give me a second.
I can touch base with you offline. I just have one person that wants to present an award, and they can only be there for like a couple days, and they want to know which day to book travel to.
Yeah, so, I think you actually had emailed me about that, did you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I do have that email. Let's do that offline because it'll take me a second to pull that up.
Not a problem.
Thank you for that reminder. And also, while we're on the subject of HACI awards, I assume, Nathan, you got my email that they cannot do anything with the Lucas Cup?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Thanks for checking on that. Yeah.
Sure, no problem. And also, this is just a quick question while I'm thinking about Albert Lucas. Nathan, have you had any other contact with him, or can you send me his phone number or email address? Because I would like to get in touch with him about, he had offered before to possibly help with joggling. So I'd like to find out if he's going to be there, because Emily would like assistance with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I sent him a couple emails, not recently, but maybe a couple months ago, and I never heard back from him. I was going to touch base with him probably in the next couple weeks, but I'll absolutely send you his email address and probably touch base with him myself. So, yeah, I can do
Perfect.
That.
Perfect. Thank you.
One more thing real quick about the awards, Jim. You say you have awards Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Is this also keeping into account the People's Choice Award?
It is not keeping into account the People's Choice Award and the Flamingo Award. I'm not sure when the Flamingo Club meets, but we can certainly work those into work that one into one of the earlier nights, assuming that they don't meet on Friday or Saturday. And then also the People's Choice Award by necessity has to be on Saturday. But yes, that
right.
one will need to be presented
yeah.
as well.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, all right, I am making notes here. The last thing on my report is that I got a request from Raphael Harris, who contacted me on Facebook and is asking for the tickets to each night's shows. He says, excuse me, he says that he routinely writes reviews of the IJA shows for eJuggle. I guess that's my question. He says, I have a press cred and have been published in Spectacle, Cascada, Juggler's World, and numerous non-circus and non-juggling magazines. Blah, blah, blah. He's asking for four nights of shows. I told him that I would run it by the board. And I said, and just to clarify, that you're only requesting tickets to four evening shows, and this is for purposes of writing reviews for each show to be published in eJuggle. And he said, I may or may not write a review. It depends on the show. The editor of eJuggle, Scott, sometimes asks me to review shows in New York, and I have reviewed entire festivals in the past. He has not assigned mine to review the El Paso Fest, but I may want to write about a specific show for eJuggle, Spectacle, or other. So, you know, I think it's no big deal to, you know, throw him some tickets. He's not asking for a full festival comp. He's just asking for tickets to the shows. And Mike Sullivan,
can
you confirm that we do have some comps to in our pocket to give away for that, right?
Well, before I tell you about that, let me tell you about my interactions with Mr. Harris in Quebec City.
Okay. All right.
He showed up unannounced. Unbeknownst to anyone, including Veronique, the festival director, at the, I think, the championship show and the Cascade of Stars show, both.
Okay.
Flashed a homemade press pass and asked for admittance.
Okay.
I looked at Veronique, and she had never heard of the guy. I asked her what to do. She said, let's admit him. So that was the first night. Second night he comes back, we had a chance, Veronique and I, to talk about this a little bit more. I said, you ever heard of this guy before? No. He didn't contact you? No. He's known about the festival for a year. None of us seem to know about this guy. I asked several other old-time IJA people. Nobody has ever heard of the guy or read anything that he says he's written. So he shows up the next night, pulls the same stunt, and I said, do you have a business card? He did not have a business card. I said, do you have a notepad, a reporter's notepad and pen? He did not. He did not have a notepad or a pen, and yet he said he is going to write a story and review that night's show. So I declined him a complimentary press pass. I thought this guy was scamming us. Huh. And he folded immediately and paid cash for a ticket.
Okay. Well,
so
all right.
That
that's,
is the history with Mr. Harris, and I don't... Has anybody ever heard of this guy or read anything that he says he's written?
It's actually kind of funny you mention that, Mike. I can confirm he has written a few things for E-Juggle, but, you know, not trying to be controversial or everything, but I can also state that at one point he did write one festival review that was extremely negative, so much so that it was actually removed from E-Juggle and we had to issue a retraction and apology.
Okay. I don't see why we have to, I don't think he's a legitimate member of any kind of journalistic enterprise.
I've got
a guy shows up and says he's a reporter and doesn't have a notepad or pen.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very professional to me.
Yeah, that's fine. I've got my answer.
Okay.
Yeah, I would assume, you know, it doesn't sound like he's really qualified for tickets. And I think if we're going to have someone reviewing the festival, it would probably be someone that we had a better long-standing rapport with. And I'm sure Scott can find somebody.
Yeah, it's just kind of interesting, though, that, I mean, if he's going to be there for the week, why wouldn't he just buy a festival package which comes with show tickets?
That's very curious. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think he's
anyway,
a juggler either. I don't know what he does, but he was very shabbily dressed, if I may say so. And that's keeping in mind the decor of most of our attendees. Everything about him read wrong to me. And I was a journalism guy for a while, so I kind of knew what to look for and ask for, and this guy just threw me a whole lot of negative signals.
Okay, so Nathan, you said that the article was pulled from E-Juggle or the review?
Yes, that's correct.
So in other words, if I were to ask Scott Seltzer about this guy, he would probably, you know, say, no, I'm not going to assign him to write an article for E-Juggle.
You know, you can. I mean, I know he has had a few other articles that were published on the E-Juggle. So I don't know what kind of dialogue he's had with Scott offline, but, you know, you're welcome to reach out to Scott and get his feelings if you think that would be valuable.
Yeah, no, my inclination is just basically to ignore the guy, and if he writes back, and I'll just say sorry that the board did not approve the use of comp tickets in this way, so.
Right.
And then, you know, I might tell him then, I say, if Scott Seltzer wants to contact me and ask for these on your behalf so that you can write this for E-Juggle, then that would be a different scenario. But just him contacting me is not enough.
Yeah.
I would not ignore him. Just email him back. It doesn't, it's not that hard.
Sure.
And I'm sure if he's as distinguished an author and journalist as he says, he'd have no trouble sending you a CV, as well as numerous clips of his writing and all of these other publications for your review. But I can't find anything online about this guy in any kind of juggling publication or any other publication. I mean, he told me that he wrote for Saturday Evening Post and, other New York Times. And there's no trace of this guy on any of those places.
Yeah. Okay, I'll write him back and say, you know, and unless he has an assignment from Scott Seltzer and Scott requests this, then no deal. Okay.
Sounds plan, Jim. Thank you.
Sure. Any
All
other
right.
questions or anything?
Louis, Jared, anything? Shavela? Noel?
This is Louie. I don't know anything about this guy. I don't want to make it weird with him. If he does write a negative review somewhere, I don't want to get a negative review for us just because we snubbed him. But I think going through Scott and seeing what Scott has to say, I think would be the right move for Scott to use them.
Well, I mean, if he's a legitimate journalist, he's not going to write a negative review just because he didn't get an account.
Well, he might not be legitimate, and he might do that.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Now, what do we care?
Yeah. We should just kind of let him go. I would say check in with him and with Scott, possibly, and just see where it goes from there. But don't give him anything right now. Do a little more. Find out a little more about the guy. Doesn't sound great.
Yeah. Good. And any questions or input about anything else regarding the festival, guys?
Hey, this is Shavela. Sorry, screaming baby in the back. No, it sounds really good as far as that guy. I agree. If he's in some work, maybe. But that sounds so beyond shady. No, it sounds really good.
Cool.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It seems like it's really clicking along. Thank you.
You bet.
Totally. Okay, moving right along. Aaron Stevens, he is very busy, and from what I understand, out of the country right now, so she was not able to submit a marketing report. I did hear from Ellen Winters with the YJA. She just basically said everything is really busy and going well, but there's really no new information to report. So, that's kind of where we are with the YJA. I did not receive any information from Scott about eJuggle, so there's nothing new to report there. But if you guys did notice, we have a little members-only video called Fake Sports featuring Tony Pezzo live on eJuggle, which is great because that video just came out and we've already got the rights to it, so I think that's a great benefit. Moving right along, membership, there's the numbers. Any discussion about membership? Okay. Moving right along. Again, no news about the IRC. And we get to future festival site planning. Mike, do you want to give us a quick update about your time in GR?
Yeah, real quickly, I went to the National Association of Sports Commissions Symposium in Grand Rapids, a very busy and productive 3 days. I had 80 appointments with various venues and destinations that want to potentially host us. As is usually the case, I got about 10 to 12 solid leads out of those 80, and I'm following up with most of those now. So it was a good return on our investment. It was all expenses paid by the NASC for my airfare and 3 nights at the hotel, the symposium, all meals and everything. My other travel incidental expenses I donated to the IJA, so it cost the IJA nothing for all of this. And it got us exposed to a great many potential host cities for 2019. So nothing firm to report just yet, but I am following up with the 6 or 8 really hot leads and a few others that I generated at that meeting.
Excellent work, Mike. Thank you for that update. Sounds like it went very well.
Yeah, it was a great event. About half the size of the other one that I'll be going to in August in Texas, which is called Connect Marketplace. But still very worthwhile, and you can't beat it for the price.
Excellent. Any questions for Mr. Sullivan?
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Sounds like
I'm just super surprised there were 80 meetings. That's amazing.
A lot of meetings. Wow.
This is Louis. What is your favorite one that you saw, which one intrigued you the most?
Oh, well, let me give you a quick look here at my top 10 or 12 list. Let me see what I wrote. Trying to keep them all straight now. A lot of people are emailing me and following up and so on. Let me see what I put down for my top 10. Give me a minute to look that up and I'll let you know.
Well, Mike's looking for that. I'm going to preface the next report without going into it. I did add the website report to the agenda. Louie's going to be handling the reports for that going forward, and I spoke to Aaron a little bit, and Louie was kind enough to write a very in-depth report, which I have attached to the agenda. Let me make sure it's attached it correctly. Yes, that's on there. Good. So,
I read it.
Good. So that's the next thing we'll speak about after that. But if you haven't already read it.
Okay, I have it now.
All right, Mike, let's hear it.
In no particular order, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Riverside, California, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Syracuse, New York, the north side of Rochester, New York, not RIT and not downtown. It's called Warren County, New York. Birmingham, Alabama. Hampton Roads / Williamsburg, Virginia. Providence, Rhode Island. Montgomery County, Maryland. They are very, very, very eager to get up. And Huntsville, Alabama actually looks really good. But as always, we have to keep working to make sure everything pans out. But so that's about 10. And
great.
You know, some are hotter than others. I'll keep working through all of them. I'm surprised that I got that many, and I'm certainly surprised at some of the cities that I never would have considered that appear to have pretty good options for us.
Great, great.
Wow, that's all over the place. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, it really is all over the country.
But that's what I think we need. We need to move it around. People move, they can experience new things and go visit different parts of the country. For a lot of people, it's a chance to go somewhere they haven't been before.
That's right.
Awesome. Great. Any more discussion on Future Festival? All right. Keep up the great work, Mike. I look forward to hearing more.
Thank you.
Moving on to website report. As I mentioned, you can view Louie's report by clicking on the link. And now I'd like to move to discuss the report. Do you want to preface this with anything, Louie?
Basically, there's a good sum up there of everything. We are running a little bit behind, but we're doing well. And if you have any questions about any of it, I'm available to ask. I don't know every little detail, but I know enough to answer most of the questions in terms of technical questions.
Okay. My first question is, I presume that this work is following the contract that we agreed to in writing from the Get Smart Group. Is that correct?
Yes. So far, everything's per the contract, and everything's coming along. The time,
so if
we're
everything,
a little scheduled, but the amount of
if
work.
If everything is per the contract, the very first thing that's mentioned in the proposal is the problem of having two websites. And yet, apparently, the Get Smart Group and the team now is proposing that we move to two websites. In other words, go back to the problem that we had that the AMS system was meant to solve, having a WordPress site as well as what you're calling a back end, which it is not. It is a cohesive, complete system, front end and back end. That's the whole point behind your membership. So the second question I have is, when are the day 31 deliverables going to be delivered? Actually, when are the part one deliverables going to be delivered as per the contract? The full site map for the new site, the Google Doc list of all current content pages, the 6 total page templates, and creating the cohesive voice. When are those items that are specified in the contract going to be delivered?
Great. Great question, Mike. I will tell you that those items have been delivered.
Where are they?
I have them, and I can send them to you. Let me get them together this evening, but they are part of what the website team has been working with. They are delivered. They have given us new copy, they have given us template designs, color schemes, and a list of all the pages, and we've been working 20 pages over in the first section, and now we're on the edge of working 20 more pages over.
Okay, where in this contract do we find any mention of moving to a WordPress solution?
We don't in this contract.
Okay, then we either need to abandon this contract or get off of the idea of moving to WordPress, because there is absolutely no sane reason to backtrack and bifurcate our system again into two separate sites that are unmaintainable and not integrated. I mean, that is the report that you filed, is that you're recommending we build a WordPress site. Well, I argued for 5 years that we do not want a WordPress site. And we finally won that argument and got your membership. Now we're being told that Get Smart Group is recommending we build a WordPress site. Where did that come from? That is
well, it comes from the limitations of YM, Mike. It comes from the situation that YM is not as great as we were led to believe.
I informed everybody all the way through the process that you cannot just do anything you want from a design standpoint with your membership. But everybody said, oh, we're so smart. We have ways. We can make it happen. Now you're realizing that, no, you can't. This is not WordPress. And the IJA needs to decide whether they want a nice-looking WordPress site that does nothing for the association from a logistics and operations standpoint, or do they want a cohesive, unified, integrated site that looks very professional? That's what we have now. It may not look the way that Aaron wants it to look or the Get Smart Group designers want it to look, but it looks one hell of a lot better than juggle.org does.
Okay.
The contract is going off the rails before it's even been started.
Mike, we do have an option to create the whole thing in YM. But as you saw in my write-up, that option is a little clunky.
Yeah, and it makes it unmaintainable by volunteers. We don't want that at any cost. If I get hit by a train tomorrow, or Martin Frost, who's going to maintain it?
I'm like, I'll maintain it at that point.
Listen, we've got to move to systems that are resilient based on not which volunteer steps forward, but based on what anybody is able to do. This idea that we're going to paste HTML code into hundreds of pages is just ridiculous. That's not why we're paying $100,000 a year for your membership.
Okay, guys, this is Nathan. I'm stepping in here. I understand this is an issue that there's a lot of heated debate on, and I think there's validity on both sides of the coin. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give each person the floor if they want to speak for 1 minute or so. I'm also going to defer to the rest of the board. Then I'm going to opt that we take the duration of this discussion offline.
What?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I heard you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so I'm going to let each person speak for a minute, give their input, then I want us all to think about this, and then we can take additional discussion offline, and if need be, establish any additional action items or things that need to get resolved as opposed to, you know, continuing to heat up this debate here. I don't think this is being very productive at the moment. So I'd first like to hear from Mike. I'm going to give you 1 minute on the floor. Then I'm going to go to Louie. Then if any other additional board members want to say anything, I'm going to go to them. So I'll start with you, Mike.
Thank you, Nathan. For months and months while this was being discussed, I pointed out over and over that the Your Membership system is very, very robust, and we have a number of templates we can choose from for our design, but what we cannot do is design it like a WordPress site. That's not what we paid for. We paid for an association management system that has hundreds of functions we never had before. I was told, and the contract was signed, saying, oh, don't worry. Our designers are so smart, they're going to be able to figure it out so that we can have new logo and new layout within the YAM framework. Now, before phase one is even complete, we're hearing that, you know what, it's really not workable that way, and we want to build a WordPress site that will be something else the IJA has to pay for and maintain, another disconnected, stranded system that is not part of an integrated operation, and not part of this contract we signed. So I just think this contract is going off the rails. We either need to cancel it, or we need to get the Get Smart group to abide by the terms of what they said they would do in writing. I think that's my 1 minute.
Perfect, Mike. I appreciate you keeping the time. I'd like to now hear from Louis and his thoughts on the matter. Louis, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Mike. Mike, I agree with you. And I think I will tell you that during this process, I think of you as I go forward with this because I know you don't like this idea. And so as I'm talking to them and talking to the people, I have technical knowledge. I know what's going on. I'm asking the right questions to make it as smooth and seamless as I think you would want it to be. And if at some point during this process, during the testing and the creation, it's actually going off the rails and not working in a way that I think you will approve of, I'm going to pull it back and go back another direction. But I'm interested in moving forward in this direction because I think it really gives us the best of both worlds. I understand the problem, and I've been talking to the group about how the situation is going to be, how we're going to access the websites, what's it going to be on the back-end administrator use, and what's going to be on the front-end, what's the look and the feel, making everything work seamlessly. So don't think I don't have that in mind as we're going forward, but I am interested in pursuing this option.
Thank you very much.
We have a back end, and it's all one system now. It's called Your Membership. That's what we're paying for. We have climbed a steep learning curve to get here. It does absolutely everything the IJA needs and hundreds of other things we haven't even turned on yet. And this idea that we're going to now bolt a WordPress site onto the side of it just to make things look pretty is absolutely contrary to everything we worked for 5 years to get to with your membership.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, Mike.
Hello?
I feel
Hello.
Like we're kind of retreading things here. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you, but I think we've said what needs to be said on that particular note. So at this point, I'd like to see if any other board members would like to voice any opinion either way.
So this is Shavela. I guess my question is, what is the difference between the WordPress and your membership? That's the part I'm a little confused on.
The difference lives in how we upload content and how we, as the IJA, create content and the available form and function of a website. The YM system seems to feel clunky and feel a little outdated. I know it's very modern, but it doesn't work and function how we kind of want it to work for the volunteers. It feels almost like a closed garden, very walled, difficult situation right now to update things and get things going. We have to go through multiple gatekeepers to get it working. Whereas with a WordPress site, it's going to be easier for members and volunteers to update.
Well, I think you can improve the back end.
Hello?
I couldn't disagree more strongly with everything that was just said.
All right,
great,
guys.
Good,
all right.
Excited.
All right, I'm stepping in here, guys. Agree to disagree. I would now like to strongly, strongly encourage you to start some discussions offline, preferably on the forums. State your cases, your concerns, and we'll try to establish what really needs to be addressed in a concise way. We can talk about this maybe at our next vision planning meeting, and we can really try to get some forward momentum here that's in the best interest of the organization. So thank you very much for your thoughts. We are now going
to
move on.
I'd be happy to be on that team, and I would also request that the team and the Get Smart group forward to us all of the phase one deliverables they say they have created.
I think I will do that.
I will definitely do that.
I do agree with that. I think that's a great idea. Also forward any deliverables to the rest of the board, please, Louis. And I think it would be good to, assuming that becomes a talking point at the next vision planning meeting, I think it'd be a great asset to have you on that call as well, Mike. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving on to motions for consideration. Motion to amend Article 7 of the bylaws. As you can see here, I'll just read it out loud. So we're amending the bylaws from the corporation shall publish an official publication for its members. Such publication shall be published quarterly during the calendar year, subject to such increase or decrease as the board of directors may determine. The annual roster shall determine international directory of members of the corporation, which shall be published by the corporation during the calendar year. To change that to say, the corporation shall publish an official publication for its members. Such publication shall be published regularly throughout the year, and the format may include print, digital e-zine, or other medium as selected by the board of directors. A membership roster shall exist in a defined medium as an international directory of members of the corporation. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Louis. I'll make the motion.
Thank you very much, Louis. Do we have a second?
This is Shavela. I'll second.
Thank you, Shavela. So just real quick, in the discussion, I would just like to say I instigated this motion for two reasons. The first reason being is the way the first part of Article 7 is written, it's very much, essentially this whole thing is slightly outdated. Article 7 is very much talking about Juggle Magazine because it was published quarterly, and so this kind of updates it so it's a little more open because we don't publish a quarterly publication anymore. It's all done through eJuggle. And the second reason is this makes reference to the annual roster, which is now all online. We don't publish it once a year anymore. So that's blatantly inaccurate. So this is basically just to update the bylaws, and we require a supermajority to vote on this, meaning we need at least 5 people in favor of this in order to agree upon an amendment. Now, that being said, this is the wording I came up with. If anyone wants to say amend the motion because they feel they have a better verbiage for this, I'm receptive to that, but this is just basically what I came up with for this and the reasoning for going forward with this. So any discussion, comments, questions?
This is Shavela. It makes sense to change it, especially if we're not doing quarterly publications and a published roster list.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find that?
I would just read through the amendments and was looking for anything that was not current and that kind of stuck out to me as not being accurate and having not really been accurate for a couple years now. So I kind of figured it would be good to modernize it so that our bylaws are accurate to reflect our current operations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is anyone else getting a lot of feedback? Because every time I talk, I hear feedback.
Yeah. I'm on mute, but I'm getting a lot too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right. I'll unmute when I can, guys. It might be me. I apologize if so. But, yeah, mute's definitely a good option. So thank you for the feedback, Shavela. Whoa! All right. Any more discussion? Moving to vote. Does anybody oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. Fantastic. I will make sure that gets updated.
Good work on that.
I appreciate that. Moving on to motion B, motion to accept the revised profit and loss for 2015, ending December 31st, 2015. It's attached there, as you can view it. Would someone like to make this motion? Anyone at all? Don't be shy.
I have a question. This is the motion to accept the change of verbiage, right?
Yes. This is the motion to accept, and the one attached is the most current one. And also, by making this motion, we're, you know, you're not saying it is accepted. You're making the motion to accept it. Then we'll vote on it if it's going to be accepted. So.
Got it. This is Shavela. I will make the motion.
Thank you, Shavela. Do we have a second?
Louis, I'll second.
Thank you, Louis. Okay, as you can see, it's attached there. You may recall a couple months ago, there was some of the money was shifted in a way that wasn't correct in terms of categorization. So this has been revised through the hard work of Dennis and Afton to reflect more accurate placement. Do you have anything you want to say, Afton, if you're still with us?
I am still here. No, not really. The numbers are still technically the same. They're just in different places now. And this will also, approving these will allow Dennis to get rolling on the 990, which we need to get going on.
That's exactly. I was just about to send you guys an email about that today. We got just under a month, I think, so.
Yeah.
Not quite in panic mode, but we definitely do need to get this going.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, any more discussion, guys? Moving to a vote, does anybody oppose the approval of this profit and loss statement? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Fantastic. Moving on to motion C, the motion to accept the revised balance sheet ending December 31st, 2015. Balance sheet attached. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Shavela. I'll make the motion.
Thank you much, Shavela. Do we have a second?
This is Louis. I'll second.
Awesome, Louis. Much appreciated. Moving to discussion. Same thing as above. Numbers shifted. Any discussion? Alrighty guys, we'll move right to a vote then. Does anybody oppose the acceptance of the revised balance sheet for December 31st, 2015? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. Excellent guys, we're done with the motions. Moving on to Varia, just a few quick things I wanted to touch upon. I realize this meeting's gone a little longer than I anticipated, so I apologize, but we'll just touch on these briefly. The Cedar Rapids Festival Director situation. As you have likely heard, Cheryl turned down the offer. Well, we didn't make a formal offer, but she turned down the interest, and then we did make a formal offer to Kansas City, which they turned down. So we currently do not have a festival director for 2017. We're getting to the point where we need to kind of pick up the pace on that. So I wanted to get some input with that. The two things that come to mind for myself are, I did hear from a few people on the forums. I know Bob and I believe Jared pitched in on this as well, potentially approaching the Mondo team. They're only about 4 hours away, and Mondo is a very well-known festival. And another option would be to just put out general feelers into the newsletter, Facebook page, etc. as well. So, yeah, what do you guys
think? Specific in mind for Mondo?
I'm sorry, what, Shavela?
This Afton. Was there someone specific in mind from the Mondo crew?
I have rapport with Jerry Martin, the rest of the Mondo crew, not that I'm aware of, but I could reach out to Jerry.
Jerry would be wonderful.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So, I mean, if someone else would rather do that, that'd be good. But if you guys are okay with it, I could send him a quick feeler or just, you know, yeah, what do you guys think? Any other ideas, or what do you think about that?
This is Noel. I have to run right now, but I do have an idea for you guys.
Sure, Noel. Yeah, let's hear it, man.
I think maybe you could ask, I mean, they'd be really good at doing it, maybe, the Never Thriving Jugglers out of Minneapolis. I know Penny and the company there are reliable, and I think maybe they've, Mondo. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, they're great, and I spoke to them about it a few years back. I don't really remember the content of the conversation, just about IJ and stuff, so that's all.
Are they related? People that put on Mondo?
Yeah.
Direct? Okay.
Yeah, they're, as a person from Minneapolis, pretty much anyone in Never Thriving volunteers and pretty much runs Mondo, from what I understand. Jerry heads up a lot of it, and then Aaron Casper runs, like, the show and things like that, and they put on a really good show every year.
And I will put on one last cool suggestion before I run off here. Pirate also lives in Minneapolis. I'm just going to put that out there to everybody.
We did. There was some I think it was Jared. You mentioned that last month, didn't you, man?
Yes.
So, I mean, okay. He has run the IJ before. He could be interested in it.
Yeah, so how about I'll reach out to Jerry and kind of get his feedback, and depending on how that goes, would you want to reach out to Pyrus, Noel, or would you rather I do it?
Yeah, what we are talking about 2017, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, I'll reach out to him.
Okay, do you want, now the next question is, do we want to reach out to him in tandem, or do you want me to, like, talk to Mondo first, and then depending on how that goes?
I actually will be with him in a meeting in exactly an hour and 15 minutes, so it'll be easy.
So. All right, well, how about this? You get some feedback from him. Again, this is just a feeler. And then let us know what happens, and that'll kind of dictate what kind of feeler I send out to Mondo. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I do think that he could be interested, especially if he said he really enjoyed working with Mike and Aaron and crew, and I think if he has, I think he could be really good at the job. I just put it out there. He could be very good at it if we could talk him into it.
And he's a veteran, too, so, I mean, yeah. Yeah, why don't you, I mean, does that sound good to the other board members, reaching out to him first?
Yes.
This is the gentleman that directed the 2014 festival in at Purdue University, West Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes.
Well, if you do, Nathan, let him know that it will be 1,000 times easier, if that's possible, dealing with the people in Cedar Rapids versus Purdue.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mike. I know they were kind of didn't really have their stuff together at the end there. Yeah, why don't you reach out to Pyrus there, Noel? Talk to him tonight again, just casual rapport, see how he's feeling, and let us know as soon as you can, and then we'll go from there, man.
Yeah, I'll check in with him. I gotta run, everybody. Take care.
Thanks,
if you need
Noel.
Me, I'll be nearby. Bye.
Excellent. Last item of note, I wanted to touch briefly on the Lucas Cup. Sorry,
Nathan, before you move on, I just want to, this is Jim, I just want to say that I think it's worthwhile checking with the Mondo people as well, mainly because they are longstanding members of the IJA. They've been involved, not so much involved, but they've been coming to the IJA Festival for many years. And I know that Penny and Tom Tesarek and Robin and Dan Westacott are the ones who my impression was that they are the some of the main organizers of Mondo, and I know they've been to a number of IJAs, not to mention Jerry Martin. But also, I think it's not too soon to be looking at 2018 in Springfield, Massachusetts. And you might want to consider Ross Berenson, who runs the New York Festival.
Yes, I have met Ross. That's a good idea.
And there's also folks from the MIT Juggling Club that would be interested, and they're just 2 hours away across the state in Boston.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. So, you know, I don't want to do any snafus here, so board members, do you want me to send a feeler to Mondo, you know, Jerry and, what is his name, Don Westacott or whatever, Westacott, now, or should I wait? What do you guys think?
I'd send one now just because if people back out or change their mind, we're not out farther in the distance.
Okay.
And you can always couch it in if it's not for this year, maybe it's 2019 or something. Maybe, you know, you can put the feelers out so we don't do it this year exactly.
You know, maybe I'll even mention 2018 to them. What do you think of that?
Yeah. See, I think it's okay to ask people, like, what would work for them.
Okay. Yeah. General feeler, I'll mention 2018, and just kind of, you know, see how they're feeling. So, yeah, that sounds good. Any more thoughts on that, guys? Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much for your input. Moving on to Lucas Cup. So, yeah, there hasn't really been any movement on this, which is kind of getting into bad news territory. My research and inquiries have all fallen flat. Jim was kind enough to reach out to Hasty. They also cannot accommodate this.
Yes, two people that I reached out to, my two best from race directing, neither one of them thought they could add on to the cup. So
yeah.
It may be a whole new cup situation.
Okay, so I guess...
Put a picture on a board form of the current cup. Do you have that with you?
I do. The Lucas Cup is odd in that it's incredibly hard to photograph because it's so absurdly reflective. But I do have some photos I can post.
Yeah, I'll check with some people at the festivals I work at and see if some of the metal workers or different people in that world might be able to do something with it.
Okay. Would you guys be opposed if I started sending feelers, not so much feelers, but just blatantly asking Albert what his ideas are? I've sent him some stuff, but he hasn't responded to me in a while, so, yeah. Yeah, how about this? I'll post pictures on the forums, and I'll send an email to Albert, maybe text him, depending.
Great.
But are we in agreement? Do we want this thing fixed? Do we want to see if we can get a new one? I know at one point Bob even said, even discussing possibly not having a Lucas Cup or like retiring it.
So could someone fill me in super quick on A, what exactly is it, and B, what do we need done with it?
Absolutely.
I have
That's
missed
good...
this apparently.
Not a problem. I was unaware of it until I'd gotten on board myself. Basically, that's where to start. So many, many, many years ago, there weren't really any big trophies or awards in juggling for the IJA. So Albert Lucas started donating trophies to winners that he had made. And he also created something called the Lucas Cup, which is a very large show trophy, which is presented on stage. It doesn't get taken home by the winners. It's just part of the presentation, and it's kind of like a historical piece. And then the winners' names are etched at the bottom each year. So it's like a historical tome of who's won and, you know, a piece to have on stage and have the prestige of you winning, you know, a Lucas Cup. So there's still smaller Lucas Cups that you do take home, but the main Lucas Cup is a big showpiece. Now, it's a little dinged up, and last year a couple pieces actually fell off. The girl was able to repair them enough so that they stay on again. But it's still a little loose, and then additionally, the bottom plates at the bottom have not had an engraving in them to update the winners since 2007, and we've essentially run out of space on the bottom anyway, so we'd have to add a new tier to add etchings to anyway. So we basically need a new tier, new etchings, and, you know, just kind of tweak it so it's not as dinged up and raggedy. And it's still beautiful, don't get me wrong, it's just a little worn. So that's just kind of deciding what to do with this. And a lot of this bears on Albert because he donated it, and he continues to donate the trophies that people take home every year, which is incredibly generous. So
yeah,
it's just kind of like what we do here in terms of the main showpiece LucasCon.
Okay. There's a weird metal fab. Anyone who's been to St. Louis knows that City Museum is full of metal fabrication and the most odd stuff ever. The Castley crew at City Museum is who does that, and they maybe, just depending on what it is exactly, might be able to do something where a normal organization is too worried they're going to get in trouble if they screw it up, if we get to that point.
Okay.
Which Jessica Hentoff of Circus Harmony may be able to put you in touch with someone directly, but I feel like if you just called and asked to speak to someone on the Castley crew.
Do you have any relationship with people there?
Yeah. Do you want me to see if I can get, like, a number of somebody or an email?
Yeah, that would be helpful. Because I think it would be awesome if when I approached Albert, I could have, like, options. That was my original idea, is to be like, Albert, what do you think of this? I have this. I can do this for this much and this and this and this. As opposed to just being like, hey, Albert, what should we do? You know?
Yeah, totally. I'll see what I can find out and I'll let you know.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate that. Then I'll post that and get some information from you. And sounds like we're on a good course of action with this. I'll try to make this more of a priority than I have been. I apologize. Like I said, I just hit a lot of dead ends. Any more discussion on the Lucas Cup? Excellent. All right. Moving on to setting next month's meeting. I'm going to pull out my calendar here. Okay, so if we go for May, 2 weeks from today would be, let's see, the 9th. How does the 9th work for everybody?
Fine.
For a vision meeting? All right, we'll do May 9th.
Sounds good.
For a vision planning meeting. Yeah, and let's see, 2 weeks after that would be the 23rd, or we could do the 30th. Can you make both of those, Afton? I know you said you had some issues.
30th
could
is
you...
Memorial Day. It might be a little more difficult to get together.
I don't want to do that. Good call, Louie. Does the 23rd work for everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes it works.
Cool, guys. Let's do May 23rd. Excellent. Okay. Now, again, just a reminder, we do have to vote to adjourn, so please stick around a few additional seconds for voting. Okay, would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
This is Shavela. I will.
Thank you, Shavela. Any discussion? Okay, moving to a vote. Does anybody oppose adjournment? Would anyone like to abstain from adjourning? Alrighty then, that being the case, meeting is officially adjourned at 8:53 p.m.